Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the third chapter of the book of Exodus, we read the story of Moses and the burning bush. And in that story, in the 14th verse of the third chapter, God said to Moses, we read, "I am who I am." The Lord said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you." You know, God in the story refused to be controlled. The mysteries of God cannot be explored and exposed by Moses' turning aside to thoroughly inspect a burning bush in an attempt to explain it. Pharaoh would not keep God's people bound when God chose to set them free. God's name would not be made known just for the mere asking of it. God simply is. And the appropriate response to God's awesome presence and power is worship. Now, this is not a comforting reality for those of us who like to be in control. We are proud people who don't like to be told what to do. But for Moses, an alien in a foreign land, a murderer, if you remember, a murderer in hiding, and an unlikely leader in the making, the proclamation that God was in control must have been somewhat liberating. God is, Pharaoh is not. The promised land was Israel's future. Egypt was not. God was in control. Moses was not. Let's pray. Lord God, we really do desire to domesticate you. We want to control you. We want to craft you in an image that is pleasing to us. We want to call you by your first name. But you rightly refuse our will by refusing our arrogant requests. Thank you for putting us in our appropriate place from time to time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.